Ours to Protect. Brought to you by KCLR, the IBI, and funded by Commission Amman with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This week on Ours to Protect, I'm joined by Sarah Fox. Sarah is a local lady. She is a herbalist, a yoga instructor, a pagan priestess. I'm going to call you Mother Earth, Sarah, and welcome to the programme.
Well, I'm honoured. I'll have to be honoured.
So, Sarah, you're obviously very connected to the earth. Tell me a little bit about where your love of nature started.
Yeah, so I guess I've always loved the idea of holism, or being holistic. And, you know, over the years, 20 years now, have been training in different holistic therapies. And then when I started many years ago to work in a health food store and could see how the herbs were massively beneficial to health. So that put me on a path of trying to live with the land, not even on the land, but with the land, in community with the land. So what my personal practice is to go out and just be in nature, at least, even if it was just 5 minutes a day. You know, everyone's got a different schedule, and look around and see what's happening in the season, what's happening the day, and what's happening in the landscape, and then building my life around that, you know. So that's something I would urge everyone to do, and it's such a simple practice, you know. What's growing in the hedgerow? What's, you know, at the moment we've got blazing sunshine, but also we know that we're going into the darker part of the year. We're going into the autumn. So what do we need to build up in reserve so that we can gracefully get through the darker seasons when the colds and the flus and all that come in, you know? So that's how I live my life. And every day I try to be a little bit better at respecting nature, I suppose, rather than taking from nature, if that makes sense.
That's such a beautiful philosophy. And there's a real disconnect there, isn't there? So when you talk about your connection to nature, I think it only serves to highlight some of the disconnection that takes place on a regular basis. I mean, most of us don't even get an opportunity to stand outside, or we don't maybe take the opportunity is more of a correct thing to say.
I love what you said there. Exactly. Because really, like, what's 5 minutes of your day, you know? And it's a struggle for me as well, you know, to kind of, you know, you get up, you get busy. You know, if people have children, personally, I have two little dogs. And like your energy starts to go wherever, you know, whatever's calling for it. But the thing is, I think out of that respect, out of that honouring of nature, that you take the time. And what I personally believe is the more of a struggle it is, the more reverence you're giving to it, you know. So to take that 5 minutes to just, you know, if you could put your feet on the ground, and if you're in a city, it doesn't matter, just put your feet on the ground, no shoes, feel the cold, feel the air around you, you know, like think about what the elements are saying, and your day will be different, you know. Your day will be so much different because you'll have, you're just more connected. So there's a lot to be said for our meditation practice, where we go and we sit in a room with our eyes closed. But I think what, you know, this is all about climate action and that the self-activism, you know, it's actually being more connected to the world. I think the medicine for today and for the days going forward is to be more in connection, in communication, rather than that idea of, you know, meditating in a lovely calm room where everything's glorious, you know. Actually be out in the wilds of it and see what you can learn from that.
I love that, the wilds of it. And look, in terms of a lot of the work you do, mythology and paganism is very important to you, isn't it?
Hugely, hugely. And I think that's what brought me back to the wildness rather than the soft practice or the yogic or Buddhist practices, which I would have done for years. My pagan practice is that, you know, read the stories. You know, we have this cyclical process in Ireland with the Celtic Wheel of the Year, and we can look at the stories of each part of the turning of the wheel, and there'll always be some wisdom in it, and that wisdom can teach you how to live your life, you know. So like, what are the gods and goddesses doing in the stories? And when you look at them, it's kind of like archetypal psychology, you know. It's not just a fairy tale. It's like, what's the meaning behind the story, and how can that then tell you how to live your life? So if we think the next turning of the wheel in the wheel of the year is the equinox. So that's all about balance. So it's equal sun, equal dark. So how do we come into balance at that time? What is it that you're lacking? What is it that you have in abundance? Could you give away some of what you have in abundance? So that might be if you've made loads of blackberry jam, you know, maybe your neighbour would like some, or, you know. And then if you're lacking, if you don't have enough in reserve, what could you go and ask for and be in your community, our human community, as well as our what I call more than human community of the land and everything that lives on it.
A real sense of collectiveness there. Sarah, how optimistic are you for the future?
Oh, it's a funny question because I think the way we're leading our lives is destructive. You know, like I said earlier about, you know, being in community, in communication and community with the land, there needs to be this, there's a beautiful word, reciprocity, where it's like we give back as much as we take, you know, and then when we're giving back as much as we take, you know, we receive more kind of in our hearts, you know. So I think the way we're living, where we're disconnected from the land, disconnected from our communities, we're, you know, on the internet, we're, you know, bored, so we might go shopping. And I do all these things too, you know, and there's no judgment. But I think if that falls away because maybe capital structures kind of start to fall around us because they're not serving us, then we'll go back to the land and we'll learn that we need to grow a little bit, and we'll learn, you know, this year I planted loads of cauliflower and broccoli and it was all eaten by caterpillars because I didn't know any better. You know, I'm really good at growing herbs, I'm not great at growing vegetables. So I learned loads from that, and then I need to go ask someone what's the best course of action so that my cauliflower thrives next year. So it's like we need to actually stop being on the internet, go and plant something. If it all goes wrong, that's brilliant because you learn something from it. And then, you know, if next year I have an abundance of cauliflower, I'll bring some up to you. We'll share a meal.
Would be wonderful. Listen, if for people who want to learn a little bit more about foraging, about connecting to themselves, connecting to nature, connecting to their communities, where can they find some information about the work that you do, Sarah?
Yes, so my website is sarahfox.ie, that's Sarah with a H, Fox, F-O-X.ie. On that you'll find my contact for herbal medicine consultations, whether that is a chat or if you need medicine for a particular reason. Also, you'll find loads of yoga classes and meditations, and you can also, if you're interested in training in this kind of, I suppose, holistic mindset, I run a yoga teacher training called Oak and Willow. So that's at oakandwillow.ie. And it's a yoga training that's also infused with Irish culture, Irish mythology, and kind of a pagan mindset, listening to the land.
Beautiful. Sarah, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate you taking time out to have a chat with us.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Le Mans with a television licence fee and is a partnership between KCLR and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.